Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Yes, it's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Will that do? That's good enough.
I'm going to go on strike. I want my music.
I know.
I want my music back.
I know. Man, honestly, do you know what I need to do, Mike? I need to put it in my calendar to do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's not going to happen, is it?
Yes.
Keep saying, I must do that. Every time you leave, I go, yeah, must do that.
You have to create an occasion for it.
We'll have to create an occasion in my
schedule.
Leave you
with peace, freedom.
And what is it?
Peace of mind, freedom, and power.
And power. That's what I need.
That's right.
Mike Waldman, apart from being a public speaker and life coach of note, I should say, he's also a collector of music.
That's right. And today what we're going to do is talk about... I thought you weren't done. I thought you were going to go on and on
No.
You know, 30 minutes of who I am.
I like a bit of dead. I like a little bit of
And by the way, I wasn't a life... I've never been a life coach. I don't even know what a life coach
Neither
is.
Neither do I.
Yeah. I started a international management consulting firm.
Right.
That still exists, and I sold it, and now I'm living off the fat of the land.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Collecting music, listening to music. Big fan of music.
Big fan of music.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
That's how I met you.
Yeah, that's right.
And today we're talking about records that have gone out of print.
Right. What does it mean to go out of print these days?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, if you just take a look at the table outside there, you've got about 100 to 200 CDs out there of people.
Out in our office.
Yeah, table out in your office. And do you think that in 2 or 3 years from now you'd be able to buy most of those? And I bet the answer is no.
You can't buy half of them anyway.
They're all
by local bands. I see your point. So CDs, they come into the stores and then they go after distribution. And then if nothing happens with them, or if the band decides we're going to pull it, or if the label says that's enough, or whatever it is, that's it.
They're not making any money off of it, or the artist doesn't like it, which is really what the first thing we're going to be playing. So here's a guy that you would think never would go out of print, and that's Van Morrison.
No, but he's a guy that I would presume that would pull records off the shelf.
He would pull records
off the shelf. He's that sort of guy.
Yes, exactly.
Do you know what? I don't like that bloody record anymore. Get it off the shelves. Who do I have to punch?
Yeah, no, he's that way out. He's really miserable, actually, isn't he, Van Morrison? Famously a miserable geezer. And I'm sure I've said it before, on the radio, that... he has to play Brown Eyed Girl every night. Yeah. If you had to play Brown Eyed Girl every night, you'd be miserable too.
Depends on how much I'm making.
No, it doesn't. Musicians just, Anyway, he's incredibly, successful, obviously, and he's had his moments of absolute genius, this guy.
Can we say he's a male diva?
He's a bit of a... because he's not a diva in the sort of Whitney Houston, what's her name? Diana Ross sort of way. He's a grumpy old Irishman. Hairy ears.
He's an artiste. He's not an artist. He's an artiste.
He's not even an artiste. He's got hairy ears, and he's got hair in his nose. And if you try and get near him to pull it out, he slaps your hand. He's that sort of guy.
Well, in 1974, when he wasn't so hairy, he put out a record called Veden Fleece, and it is a very hypnotic, and in fact, it's my favorite Van Morrison album.
Really?
And I used to listen to it on end, and I used to listen to it at my school music library. And then I went one day to see if I could buy it, and I couldn't buy it. And it's taken me 40 years to find a copy of this record. Now, you can go on eBay and you can find it for a couple $100s, but I wasn't going to do that.
Right, came out in 1974, it says here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out what the title, do you know what where it comes from?
It's a term that he completely made up, the Veden Fleece. It's in one of the songs, and I think it's meant to signify everything that everybody wants but can't have. That's the Veden Fleece. So
the Holy Grail.
Yeah. So this is also known as his Irish record because it's he made it when he went back to Ireland for the first time in 6 years. After he became famous, he was living in the States. He hadn't been back to his home in 6 years. He went there. Right. It was after his wife divorced him. And he was there, and he got completely back into the Celtic kind of music. And so this is a very hypnotic record. When it came out, Rolling Stone said that it was... music for aging, hypnotic music for aging hippies.
Well, that's all right. there's probably a few aging hippies listening right now, I would think.
Said it was self-indulgent.
Yeah, well.
Melody Maker said it was the worst songwriting he'd ever done. Now, me, on the other hand, I thought it was a credible record.
You know, I always think it's a weird thing for reviewers, critics, to say that a record is self-indulgent. I mean, what you're in a recording studio, who are you indulging exactly? What, you know, I mean, I know there are producers that go, right, who are we making this record for? I've been with these guys. We're making it for Monica. What does she do? Well, she drives a bus. Where does she drive us? In Seattle, Washington. Oh, right. And she's a one-parent family. Yeah, and where are her kids today? Oh, then you make up a whole story about the person who's listening to this record. It's nonsense. The whole thing is self-indulgent. That's the whole point of music.
So anyway, now this record is 40 years old, and because you can't buy it, what do you think people say about it now?
Oh, it's the greatest thing
it's
ever.
It's the greatest record ever.
It's the Holy Grail.
So here's Josh Klinghoffer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers says, at this point, I've determined that Veed and Fleece by Van Morrison is my favorite record of all time.
Goodness me.
Yeah. So Elvis Costello says it's one of his favorites. Sinead O'Connor says it's the record I come back to time and time again.
Wow. So anyway, you can get this record on. There's no need to spend. How much is it? $300.
If you want to get the album, it's about $300. It'd go on eBay.
Don't do that. You'll be Veed and Fleeced.
Oh!
I'm kicking off from center field. Question on being down for the game. One shot deal don't matter. And the other one's the same. Oh, my friend, I see you. Want you to come through. All right. Yeah, they're standing in the shadows. Well, the street lights all turn blue. She's leaving Pan America. It's okay, Shanahan. I saw her brothers and her sisters. Hey, hey, hey.
is really great. That is truly great. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if, what's her name, Sinead O'Connor doesn't like it. Oh, she does like it. I really like that song. And I think we should put that in rotation, that.
It's a great song.
Well, because it's unusual as well, and it's not like the usual. And yet it's so, it's Van doing his thing. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness here on KX93.5, in which Michael Waldman shows up once a week and brings in music that you wouldn't know existed unless you were a musicologist like him.
And we're playing Out of Print Records.
Right, so that was Van Morrison from the album Veden Fleece.
Right.
1974, no longer available, you know, like from the store. You can get them secondhand and you can find them online, these records, obviously.
Exactly.
But I didn't know about that record, you see.
Wouldn't know that it even existed.
That's
and
right. So
the next one is going to be with our friend Sting.
Right, so I've done the Irish accent.
Yes.
Top of the Van Morrison to you.
So right. This is
now
April.
Now I can do me YA man. Now I can do me Sting accent.
From Newcastle.
That's right. You mack 'em, we tack 'em. Whatever that means.
So this is recorded in 1991.
Aye.
And it was a record of live performances. It was basically a dress rehearsal for his Soul Cages record in his hometown in Newcastle. Just family and friends in the audience.
Aye.
They only put out 3,000 copies of this record.
Thou shall have a fishy on a little dishy. Thou shall have a haddock when the boat comes in. At a rehearsal. With Sting. And that's what this was, a rehearsal.
That was a rehearsal,
wow.
Exactly.
Goodness me.
And with David Sanchez, the great pianist, was played
David
on...
David Dirty Sanchez, I love him.
He played on Bruce Springsteen's first two records.
Yeah.
And this is a song that you play in performance quite a bit.
I do, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Waldman, thanks for coming in.
Adios.
We're going to do Sting here, Ain't No Sunshine, from Acoustic Live in Newcastle, 1991. A rarity on Michael Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. That if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no. And the time she goes away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no. Every time she goes away,
yeah.
time she goes away. Any time she goes away. Any time she goes away. Any time she goes away.
Jason Betty, KX 93.5.